Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, GMA's Anchor Affair.
Just gonna keep going and going.
As new details emerge, will TJ Holmes and Amy Robach be punished by ABC?
Stop. We're never gonna get through this.
Their flirty video gone viral, and TJ's lost ET interview.
Marriage gets a bad rap a lot of times.
Then a new break in the murder investigation of Migos rapper Takeoff. What police are saying today. Plus, celeb kids all grown up.
He's really digging being an actor.
From Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son Charlie to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's daughter Violet. Then Brad Pitt.
At the top of his game.
Our behind-the-scenes exclusive of Babylon.
It's really sexy at times.
And only we're on set of Jimmy Fallon's holiday special.
ET starts now!
2 days after rocking our morning show world, could GMA anchors Amy Robach and TJ Holmes face disciplinary action for their rumored affair? Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, past videos are going viral. People are invested in this story. Meanwhile, TJ and Amy were back in their anchor seats under the watchful eye of, everybody.
You know, it's too bad it's Friday.
Is it?
It's been a great week. You just want this one to keep going?
Speak for yourself.
Take it all in.
I am very excited about the weekend.
TJ and Amy's playbook for handling the scandal? Avoidance and humor. The co-anchors who are married to other people did not address the affair rumors, and while there's a report that their relationship is upsetting GMA colleagues, two sources tell ET that Amy and TJ will not face disciplinary action because they are two consenting co-workers who are equals in a relationship.
Marriage gets a bad rap a lot of times.
TJ, who tried out to be an ET anchor, shared his thoughts on marriage during his audition.
I'm such a marriage proponent. I want everybody to get married. I think everybody should, and I think you're better off in doing so.
That was 2014. 2 months later, he joined ABC News. He and Amy became co-anchors in 2020, and we're told they bonded over their love of running.
Here's my half marathon tip. Ask her for tips.
Stop. We're never going to get through this.
I thought we were done.
And now this TikTok video where the flirty co-anchors talk training tips is going viral.
I run behind you and you keep the pace. You're the pacer, that may be the pacey.
Yes, yeah, you're the pacey.
Okay, so yeah.
But we're going to both be finishers, and that's what counts.
Gosh, you are one cheesy, inspirational person.
Another tip is to train with friends. You set the agenda, you say, here's when we're meeting.
When
I did. So and okay. At least you feel the excitement of doing it with someone. You don't feel alone.
So when did things get serious? Well, according to one report, both TJ and Amy separated from their spouses in August, and then the relationship turned romantic. The Daily Mail, which published these exclusive photos, claims their friendship evolved into something more in June when they were both in London covering the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
We are going to be in full swing here in London.
Amy is married to Melrose Place star Andrew Shue, and a source tells ET no one would be surprised if a divorce is in the works. When TJ was on our set, he was busy with baby number 3 and a loving life with his wife, attorney Marilee Fiebig.
My passion these days is doing baby babble, walking, and tearing up the house. 19 months old. We have a baby girl. Cute. Sabine is her name. My wife and I have been married about and a half years. This is our first, hopefully our only. One bundle of joy is enough right now.
Well, today, GMA was focused on this couple trying to escape scandal.
Through all the controversy, William and Kate are still going about their business.
Today, the Princess and Prince of Wales split up, attending separate events across the Boston area. No one asked about the drama of the last 3 days. Yeah, they were booed by some Celtics fans amid his godmother's racism scandal. And of course, Harry and Meghan's publicity machine overshadowed the visit when promos for both the Invictus Games and their Netflix docuseries were released.
When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
But will and Kate carry on? She hit Harvard solo in Houndstooth, signing the visitor's book just like Charles did in 1986, but Kate appeared to get tripped up with her jam-packed schedule.
December 2nd.
Thank you.
William met up with Caroline Kennedy, her son Jack, and daughter Tatiana to tour John F. Kennedy's presidential library.
Where's your top coat?
He braved the cold to meet President Biden before reuniting with Kate to cap off their trip with his so-called Super Bowl moment, tonight's Earthshot Prize Awards. Billie Eilish, Chloe and Halle Bailey, and Annie Lennox are among the performers. Presenters include Rami Malek, Catherine O'Hara, Shailene Woodley, and Will's friend and fellow Brit, David Beckham.
I grew up in a household of royalists, brought me up to be a huge royalist and a fan of the royal family.
Now to D.C., where the next generation of Hollywood royalty stole the spotlight at the White House state dinner. That's Jennifer Garner with her statuesque daughter, Violet Affleck. The two twinned in black during this rare public outing, which also happened to be Violet's 17th birthday. Chrissy Teigen showed off her growing belly alongside husband John Legend. Julia Louis-Dreyfus's date was youngest son Charlie Hall. The 25-year-old is following in his mama's footsteps and co-stars in season 2 of Mindy Kaling's comedy, The Sex Lives of College Girls.
He's really digging being an actor and he's really good. Yeah, good on him.
Does he come to you for advice?
Yes.
What do you tell him?
Get out of the business.
Now to Houston, where investigators announced they have made 2 arrests in the murder investigation of Migos rapper Takeoff.
Yesterday evening, we arrested Patrick Xavier Clark, who was charged with the murder of Takeoff. Cameron Joshua was arrested for felon possession of a weapon.
It has been just over a month since the 28-year-old was shot and killed in Houston after attending a private party. And at around 4 a.m. this morning, Takeoff's cousin and fellow Migos member Offset performed for the first time since the murder. Wife Cardi B was by his side.
We're doing this for my brother. Let's get it.
Cardi, with nails for days, was all smiles dancing inside. Tomorrow night, she'll take the stage inside Miami nightclub Story.
Okay, full disclosure, y'all. I went and got me some nails, and these are too long. Cardi, what are you doing? How do you even do that? All right, let's take you back to 1920s Hollywood now with a little help from Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. Only E.T. can take you behind the scenes of Babylon.
I think what we have here in Hollywood is high art. It's
party time!
Jack Conrad is the biggest film actor at the top of his game, and he's calling a lot of the shots.
Take 2 frames off the tail and 3 more off the head.
It's an eyeful. Yeah, you're going to see things on screen where you're going to be like, are they allowed to do that?
It's really funny at times. It's really sexy at times.
My first reaction, though, when I read the script was, whoa. Was Hollywood as wild as all that?
We've got to innovate. We've got to inspire.
Brad in his skivvies, then falling in a pool. Margot Robbie dancing on tables. Gene Smart is the gossip columnist who can make or break a career. And Tobey Maguire is the shady casino owner in Babylon. The film in theaters December 23rd is all about the wild days of excess in 1920s Hollywood.
The story follows multiple characters that have an ambition to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
The girl seems nice.
She is. She has no idea what's next.
Nellie is an aspiring actress. She's like a tornado.
Hello, Colin.
Get this. Oscar-winning director Damien Chazelle originally eyed his La La Land leading lady Emma Stone for Margot's role, but she had a scheduling conflict.
I think it will be the thing I'm most proud of in my entire life. in my entire career.
And life is imitating art for Narcos Mexico's Diego Calva. The rising star who plays Manny is a dreamer desperate to make it in the business.
With this movie, I actually became an actor, finally.
Tweak an eye line.
The film is so big, it's really an epic. Yeah!
Well, speaking of epic, Harrison Ford is finally back as Indiana Jones. He just dropped a new teaser for the fifth installment of the franchise, and yep, at 80 years old, he still got it. Harrison's digitally de-aged by several decades in the movie that's been in the works for 14 years. He got emotional talking about his final turn as our favorite archaeologist.
I'm very proud to say. I'm very proud to say that this one is fantastic.
I'm excited to play the character again. Yeah, I love making those films. They're great entertainment.
I don't believe in magic, but a few times in my life, I've seen things.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny throws back to earlier films. Yep, there's a boulder, and John Rhys-Davies returns as Sala. Antonio Banderas has a cameo.
Is your character a villain, good guy, bad guy?
He's a good guy.
Good guy.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge also joins the cast.
Who is this man?
I'm her godfather.
The action-adventure hits theaters June 30th. But to satisfy that need for speed till then, Top Gun Maverick is returning to theaters.
Come get me.
After raking in over $1 billion since its release last May, Tom Cruise's hit sequel is being re-released for a two-week run starting today.
You can't anticipate what's going to happen. I put everything I have in every movie I make, but who'd think 36 years later?
You, that's who, Mr. Cruise. You knew you were going to make a great movie. Well, now let's get to another star on top of his game, Jimmy Fallon.
Only we're on the set of his holiday special with SNL All-Stars and an unexpected E.T. duet.
You know what? I can do Barry White.
You know, like, you're my first, you're my last, my everything.
Then Cher dishes on her new boyfriend.
On paper, it's kind of ridiculous.
Why she won't date men her age.
If I hadn't met younger men in my life, I would have never had a date.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Well, how is my favorite New York City bad boy?
How's my favorite Smoky Mountain greasy chick rat?
So Jimmy Fallon made a cameo in Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, and while shooting the movie in Tennessee, his rideshare driver had a moment.
I get in the car, and he goes, wow. He goes, before I start the car, I'm just freaking out right now. I didn't know it was you. And I've never met a celebrity. But you call me and you go, Jimmy, how you doing? You land in Tennessee, blah, blah, blah. And all I see is Chad going.
Listen, Jimmy is a superstar, but Dolly is a legend. Sticking to Jimmy on Monday night, things get festive on his NBC show. That's My Jam Holiday Edition, and only I was on the set.
Taylor Swift as holiday guest.
It is silly. It's a reunion. It's very funny.
Oh, my God. Look at that face. You look like my next mistake.
We got some SNL All-Stars to come and hang out. We have Anna Gastar, Rachel Dratch, Fred Armisen, Melissa Villaseñor. When you get comedians here, it's really a good little change because you're like, oh, yeah, it's actually really funny.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can no more.
Isn't Fred, I mean, he has that Prince band.
Everybody wants to be free, y'all.
Fred was in Blue Man Group at one point. He played drums for Blue Man Group.
What is your go-to song?
I mean, a karaoke?
Yeah.
Ring of Fire is always one. Everyone can do that one.
It's the Real Deep Boys. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Oh, and you can do that and go low.
You can go low. Like, you know what? I can do Barry White.
You know, like, you're my first, you're my last, my everything.
They have a lot of fun on that set. Jimmy, I want to come back. All right, now to a not-so-hidden talent and this Oscar winner's epic transformation.
I've been around a little while.
Michael Douglas becoming Ben Franklin, the wild photos from the set of his new TV series. Then.
Oh, there's a baby in there.
Our exclusive with pregnant Keisha Knight Pulliam and her hubby Brad James, telling their real-life Hollywood love story. Plus, Katherine Heigl's mom confessions, raising teenage daughters, and her late-night parties on the set of Firefly Lane.
Delete those videos.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm going to play Ben Franklin.
Nice.
I'm playing Ben Franklin in a series for Apple.
He played the American president. Now check him out as a founding father. New photo of Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin filming on the banks of the River Seine in Paris. It's all for his upcoming series, Franklin, on Apple TV+. Cannot wait for that one. But streaming right now, Firefly Lane. Katherine Heigl and Sarah Chalke are back for the second and final season and talking all about it to our Denny Directo.
Promise me that we will always be there for each other.
Cross my heart.
This show and this relationship, it just reminded me how valuable and how important those female relationships are. So I'm really just pushing my daughters to be that girl for someone else.
You are the best friend a girl could ask for.
You're like in the early teen years right now, huh? How are you?
Yeah, we're doing okay. My teenager, she's about to turn 14, which is just melting my brain right now. She's a great kid. I just adore these children. Very grateful for them.
Friendship, family, and whole lot of funny. That's what we can expect in Firefly Lane Season 2, which is streaming now on Netflix.
Sometime in your 40s, you realize there's no more U-turns.
We know that Season 2 is also the last. I mean, that's gotta be hard. Yeah.
It was so hard. I mean, we had gotten all so close. We, had some pretty regular, good, epic game nights at my house that then turned into long night dance parties.
I love it.
Like everyone, actually.
Delete those videos.
Well, we know Katherine's got the moves thanks to her rom-com classic, 27 Dresses. E.T. was on set back in 2007.
Next year marks 15 years since 27 Dresses. First of all...
Oh, don't say it. They're making me feel old, man.
No, how amazing is it that movie really just has stood the test of time?
I think when you have that much fun with the people on set and you're enjoying the story so much, it shows.
That is one I definitely need to revisit this holiday season. Well, now let's get to a star who's showing and glowing, Keisha Knight Pulliam. She and husband Brad James talking all about their new holiday movie and that baby on the way.
Ooh, baby, baby.
There's a baby in there.
I'm feeling very pregnant. I'm happy, though. So,
she's doing great. She's been preparing for this long before, mm-hmm. We actually did get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So she's very ready.
It's the last, you're like, oh, I know I have heartburn, but it's okay.
This is the first child for the couple who tied the knot last September, and second for Keisha, who shares 5-year-old daughter Ella with her ex-husband.
She's gonna be an awesome big sister. She actually did a really good job because she kept the secret. Mm-hmm. Like, we're like, listen, Ella, you cannot tell anybody. So now she'll be like, do they know about the baby? Can I tell them?
Keisha and Brad first met in 2019 on set of Pride and Prejudice, Atlanta. Let's just say the 43-year-old fell head over heels for him.
Listen, the carpet, there was some cables or something.
She trips over nothing. It was literally just smooth sailing.
I definitely almost bit it, face first.
She pulled one out.
And he did catch me. One of my favorite things that he's done, he had a book made. So it was one of those books where it like tells like the story of your relationship and all of the things that you like love about each other. And it's probably one of my favorite, most thoughtful things. That and when you got me the goats for Valentine's Day.
Biggie and Pac,
yeah.
Now, Keisha and Brad are putting their love for each other on full display in a New Orleans Noel.
I don't need any distractions.
You had the biggest crush on him in college.
In the film hitting Lifetime tomorrow, the two play competing architects hired by a New Orleans praline icon portrayed by Patti LaBelle.
And you should have seen us shooting on the streets of New Orleans. We had people like coming up and bless their hearts. They gave it their best try, but nobody is Patti but Patti.
She's very
right?
sweet. She was and very
singing
sweet
this,
about it.
She literally sat and people would sing their little hearts out off key for us on the street and was so kind and so sweet and so supportive.
I'm not going to try to sing Patti LaBelle. Not going to do that to y'all on a Friday.
But you can cook like her, though.
Oh, no, I cannot. Miss Patti, I did not say that. That was him.
That was a mistake.
That was him.
Coming up, Cher talks new love and why she doesn't date older men.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I thought this was a proper place to do it, so I was excited.
Monday on ET, we're in D.C. with George Clooney for his big national honor.
Plus,
Carson and I drink heavily backstage of The Voice.
The fact.
Do you now?
Heavily.
And now it's a show. ET's in Nashville for Blake's Barmageddon.
That's not a shoot we need to send you on. Tipsy Turner would be out after
one
drink.
Done.
Before we go, Cher is ready to celebrate the holidays with her man, 36-year-old music producer Alexander Edwards, and she's revealing to Kelly Clarkson why it works.
On paper, it's kind of ridiculous, but in real life, we get along great. He's very kind, he's very smart, he's very talented, and he's really funny, and I think he's quite handsome.
Oh, and Cher says, simmer down over the 40-year age difference, okay? Older men are intimidated by her.
Older men just didn't like me all that much. Younger men don't care if you're, you know, funny or outrageous and want to do stupid things. I'm not giving up my personality for anybody, okay?
That's part of what makes her so beautiful.
I heard you, Cher. Keep talking. Preach, baby. Preach.
Oh, boy. Now
preach
you're stuck.
To the people.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Bye.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.